Good morning, members. Please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Bundy, Davis are excused.
Thank you. Please stand for our invocation today by our chaplain, Paige Allen Gordon.
Dear Lord, you have created everything we are and everything we have. You are the Alpha and the Omega, and your life-giving force sustains us. Give us perspective on our place in creation and remind us we are here to do your will. Remind us of your golden rule, that we may do unto others as we would have others do unto us. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Please listen to the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I don't have a journal ready for certification this morning.
Thank you. Brings us to introduction of guests. We have guests for introduction? Seeing no guests. Oh, thank you. Good morning, Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. President. I move that the amendment to the prayer be spread on the journal.
Thank you. Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. No guests for introduction this morning. Brings us to messages from the governor.
I have no messages from the governor.
Thank you. Do you have messages from the House?
Concur message dated May 24th, stating the House passed second CS for Senate Bill Number 46, second finance amended with the following amendments. House CS for second CS for Senate Bill Number 46, finance amended House, budget reserve fund, supermajority, partially failed House, appropriation capital budget, and it is returned for consideration.
Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move the Senate take up the conference committee report on House Bill 1 at this time. Motion and move the Senate concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill 46, thus adopting House CS for second CS for Senate Bill 46 finance, amended House, and recommend a yes vote.
Thank you. The motion has been made to concur to the House amendments to Senate Bill 46. Is there debate? Thank you. Seeing none, the question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 46? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
17 yeas, 1 nay.
So by a vote of 17-1, the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 46. Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Thank you. Without objection, vote on final passage. Vote on concurrence shall be considered the vote on the effective date clauses. Thank you, Senator Stevens.
Mr. President, I move the constitutional budget reserve sections.
Budget reserve sections have been moved. Is there debate? Seeing none, question is, shall the Senate adopt the budget reserve sections for Senate Bill 46? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
So the budget reserve sections of Senate Bill 46 have been adopted. Thank you.
A message dated May 24th, stating the House has passed and transmitted the following for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 101 by the House Finance Committee, suspending Rules 24C, 35, 41B, and 42E, Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature, concerning Senate Bill Number 46, making appropriations, including capital appropriations, and making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska, from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund.
Thank you. Senator Stevens?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that HCR 101 be taken up at this time.
Thank you. That of objection, HCR 101 will be taken up as a special order of business. Thank you, Senator Stevens. Oh, the bill is before us now in final passage. Is there debate? The resolution, I mean. Seeing no debate, question is, shall the Senate adopt HCR 101? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary, Please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record and tally the vote.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
So House Concurrent Resolution 101 has passed the Senate. Thank you. Brings us... Any further messages from the House?
I have no further messages from the House.
Thank you. We'll go through a couple. There's no communications. I see no reports of standing committees. Senator Stevens?
Mr. President, I move the Senate take up the Conference Committee report on House Bill 1 at this time.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report on House Bill 1 and recommend a yes vote.
Thank you. The motion has been made that the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report on House Bill 1. Is there debate? Thank you. Seeing none, the question is, shall the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report for House Bill Number 1? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the Secretary please record and tally the vote?
18 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. So the Senate has adopted the Conference Committee report for House Bill 1. Senator Stevens?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the Conference Committee report be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Thank you. Without objection, vote on final passage. And I believe the final vote shall be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Thank you. I see no Senate resolutions for introduction. No Senate bills today. Our calendar is complete for the year. Brings us to unfinished business. Any unfinished business today? Announcements? Seeing none, do we have special orders? Thank you, Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make a few comments about that move and ask unanimous consent that I be leave, given the leave to address the body about the shadow party activities.
Without objection.
Okay, earlier this year, we debated a bill that contained provision that would have allowed the political parties to use, with full disclosure, limited what's called soft money. And for the members, soft money is anything that doesn't count as hard money. So it's one of those definitions that sort of by default, if it's not hard money, then it's automatically soft money. And unfortunately, the spin on the issue got cast before real information got out. And the provision was ultimately dropped, and it was dropped with my approval as part of the conference committee. But for those people that say, we don't want any of that soft money coming into the state of Alaska, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that what we have happening right now is money that is generated through what are called 527s, which is a part of the Internal Revenue Code, is flooding into the state of Alaska with no limitation on the sources, no limitation on the time that it can be expended. So it can be expanded right up to the date of the campaign. And who are these? And the national level is called the shadow party. It's something that the McCain-Feingold legislation that passed in Congress, which left only the 527s as the avenue of utilizing the soft money. So everybody has recast their activities as these 527s and created what is called the shadow party. Now let's talk a little bit about who the shadow party is. We've got MoveOn.org, Center for American Progress, America Votes, Americans Coming Together, all 527 groups generating millions and millions of dollars, driving it right into the elections, no disclosure other than much after the fact disclosure to the IRS. That again is no information available during the campaign itself. And on a national level, let's see who the top contributors are. George and Susan Soros, $24 million. Peter Lewis, $23 million. Stephen Bing, $15 million. Jane Fonda, she's the fourth highest giver on the national level. And during some of the debate in the Judiciary Committee on the provision that was ultimately dropped, I spoke to an individual about MoveOn.org. I toss that out as an example of these non-party parties, basically, what they are. They said, oh, MoveOn.org, they're not here in Alaska. They're never going to come to Alaska. They're not paying attention to Alaska. But it's interesting, when I went to the movie the other day, and this is happening all across the nation, Star Wars, knowing that people are buying advance tickets and there'll be big lines outside the theaters, they have groups going and handing out flyers at all the theaters across the nation. And who is it? MoveOn.pac. So this money is flooding right into the state of Alaska. Again, very little disclosure. And if you think that you've somehow protected soft money from coming into Alaska politics, it's not happening. You've just assured that it's done in a method that has no disclosure. And I go back to a couple years ago, there was a court case that opened up soft money in Alaska for a brief period of time. And AIPAC was having a hearing on what kind of regulations they could put together to regulate it, get some disclosure, get some control on it. They had a meeting, and there was a bunch of people there, and one of the people was former Representative Kay Brown. And she was a consultant with the Alaska Conservation Voters, which in my opinion is the portion, the extreme environmental arm of the Democratic Party that has recast itself as a separate entity because they knew that they weren't able to sell their message, and they were actually hurting members in the party. So after the discussion on exactly what AIPAC would be able to do and whether somebody would still be able to run a commercial that didn't expressly advocate for somebody, but just told the voters, well, why don't you just go visit a certain website? So the voter actually had to take a second step to get information that was intended to shape the outcome of a specific election. And the answer from AIPAC wasn't real clear on exactly how they were going to handle that. But afterwards, one of the reporters spoke to the former representative, and she said that she thought she had gotten her answer. And this is her quote. "Well, I've got the ad written," she said with a smile as the commission recessed. "Now I just have to find the money. And let me tell you, through the 527s, they've found the money. And that money is starting to flood into the state of Alaska through groups like MoveOn.org with very limited disclosure. So for those people that wrung their hands and talked about, ooh, the evils of soft money, when it was proposed to come in with full disclosure of sources, full disclosure of expenditures, no expenditures, complete cessation of activities 4 months from the date of the election, go ahead and be proud of the system that you protected. But through the summer, I'm going to continue to bird dog this source of money, and we'll see next year when we come back whether we can't do something to at least get some disclosure on the millions of dollars that are donated by people like billionaire George Soros and Jane Fonda to impact elections all across the nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Further special orders. Thank you, Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent to briefly address the same subject.
Without objection.
Thank you. There were at least, I think, one, I'll just make one correction to the former speaker's remarks. There was some reference made to a debate in the Judiciary Committee on this subject. My recollection is that there was no debate on the subject in the Judiciary Committee because the bill was waived over my and others' objections from the Judiciary Committee here on the floor of the Senate. And so I think we must have been referring to a different committee where that debate took place. But more generally, I think this is a good debate to have, a full and open debate through the committee process. And if the former speaker introduces a bill next session, I look forward to hearing it. I look forward to having both sides present their information in committee to finding out exactly how these groups operate, where the money's come from, and what we can do in our law, or if not here, somewhere else in federal law, to tighten the restrictions. But I think the bill as it came to us was a late insertion in a bill that was, it was an insertion in a bill from the other side in this body that was brought up very late in the session where there was not time to adequately investigate exactly what claims were being made. And so I think both bodies should be commended for preventing the introduction of soft money this year. And most folks outside the building saw it as a big win for the people.
Thank you. Further special orders today? Thank you. Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent. I have the leave of the body to speak on you. I thought you should know.
Without objection, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. President. Today we passed Senate Bill 46. When Senate Bill 46 left this body, I was, and others, certainly myself, was responsible for a section in the bill that spoke to the NPRA proceeds and where they would go in Senate Bill 46. We have Amendment 7, which last night at 10 o'clock I agreed to remove some language that was in that some folks on the other side found objectionable, that being the minority leader, the representative from Juneau, and representative from Northwest Arctic. And I agreed in the interests of not creating a problem last night to remove that language. But Mr. President, I just thought you should know. My effort in Senate Bill 46, as we sent it to the other body, was to call out the issue of the NPRA and the way the monies have been and will be distributed. It's important to the people of Alaska that they know, and that you know, Mr. President, that from actions taken in 1980, four communities and one political subdivision have stepped in front of the permanent fund and have dipped out of the revenue stream from the federal government to our permanent fund with their first access to that. It hasn't meant much over the years because there hasn't been a lot of money that has been forthcoming, about $120 million since 1980. But there'll be plenty of money from MPRA. It's one of the salvations, we think, of our general fund. The result of that action, and what I was trying to put in the bill that was taken out last night, was the fact that permanent fund in 06 will appropriate $24.6 million. You can see that on page 102 of the bill, to 5,400 people. The result of that is the permanent fund in 06 will be shorted. My grandkids' savings is shorted 80% of what it should have. It gets 20% of what it should be under our Constitution. 80% goes somewhere else. Mr. President, I thought it was important for the people to know in Senate Bill 46. Mr. President, people last night thought it wasn't, and I just think you should know. Mr. President, in Senate Bill 46, as it left here, there was a list of projects that total up to $24.6 million. Through this whole budget, 100 pages plus, there's lists. There's my projects, there's your projects, there's everybody in this body and this legislature, their projects. And I can go right to it, and I can question my request for a scoreboard, for a park on the river. Every one of us is exposed to that scrutiny. And we know that when we come here and we ask for those things. And we go home, we're ready to defend them. But not in this case. In this case, we send a list over, and it's taken out. It's taken out because people are hiding under the shadow of what's happening with MPRA. They're hiding under a rock. They don't want those projects exposed, and that was the effect of what's happened to Senate Bill 46 from some people on the other side. I think it's important for the people of Alaska to know what the projects are for all of us. Last night, folks didn't think that was appropriate, but, Mr. President, I think you should know. I think you should know, and the people of Alaska should know, that $24.6 million in 06 is the equivalent, Mr. President, of check written to your community on a per capita basis on July 1st of $1.2 billion. My community, it's a check, it's the equivalent of a per capita distribution of state funds with very little oversight, very little reporting or auditing of some $369 million. What couldn't the North Star Borough do with $369 million in a grant? And that goes all across the state, every one of us. Multiply 4,500 by the number of people in your community. That's what the equivalence is, what in 06 we're passing out. And we don't have the courage just to put forth what those projects are. Tried to put in Senate Bill 46 the suggestion there be some control over lab states. In the year 2000, there was $1 million appropriated for a cultural center. In 2002, there was $300,000 appropriated to operate and maintain the cultural center. In 2005, there hasn't been a foundation dug for the cultural center. That's an indication of the mismanagement, the suspicion, the difficulty in awarding grants with no follow-up. When Senate Bill 46 left this body, there was an attempt to try to rein that in and follow federal law, which I fully support, in the mitigation program. I thought it was important when it left this body, Mr. President, but last night there were people that didn't. But I just thought you should know. I think the people of Alaska should know. Federal law was for a specific purpose, to mitigate impacts of oil and gas development in the NPRA. I support that. I don't support four communities and one borough government standing in front of the rest of the people of this state and their access to the benefit of NPRA. So, Mr. President, once again, I thought it was important. People last night didn't. Today, I think you should know.
Thank you. Further special orders. Good morning, Senator Hoffman. Senator Olson. Pardon me.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to take leave of the body to speak on The Sun Never Sets.
On The Sun Never Sets. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Certainly, as we've been looking at some of the projects that have happened on the North Slope and some of the impacts that have been going on there and the wranglings and that, I just wanted to go ahead and shift gears and say, you know, it's a beautiful spring day out there. We're all getting ready to go home. We're happy that we certainly have endured one of the longer special sessions that I hope to be involved with, and that just want to spread the news that in spite of some of the tragedies that we've had up in our area, especially related to whaling, that is such an important aspect where we had the deaths out in Gamble of the mayor of Gamble, who actually was down here in January, but that the whaling continues on up on the North Slope, and I think it's up to number 17 as far as the whales that have been landed. And just want to announce that the sun never sets until August 3rd. Mr. President, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Olson. Further special orders. Good morning, Senator Seekins.
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you very much. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to be able to speak on confidence and trust.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. Throughout my professional career, before coming to the legislature and even since being here in this body, I have served on many, many different boards and commissions, both on a local, statewide, and a national basis. I chaired the National Ford Dealer Council at one time. I've never worked, Mr. President, in a better group than what I worked with this year, for the last year particularly, and for the last 3 years. I serve as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, vice chairman of the Labor and Commerce Committee, vice chairman of the Resources Committee. And I didn't have to, Mr. President, worry about what was happening at State Affairs and worry about what was happening in the Finance Committee, because my colleagues were people of great confidence that I had, could have great confidence in, and that instilled great trust. If I had a question, I knew who to ask, and I knew that the answer that I would get would be one that I could depend on. So I could concentrate my efforts on the areas of responsibility that had been assigned to me. And Mr. President, I never saw a more cohesive group of men and lady than I had in the caucus that I worked in this year. People who were willing to back each other up, especially in areas where we didn't have the expertise ourselves, where we could depend on the expertise of our fellow members. And that, I've never seen a group work so well together in all of my years of being on boards, commissions, and in different bodies. So I'm proud to say that I've served in this session. I'm proud that I've served with some of the members from the minority. The senator here to my right has been a great contributor in the Judiciary Committee. Senator, the lady in the back with the little baby, has been a great contributor in the Judiciary Committee. And when we got into our discussions in the committee, we knew that we were talking about substantive issues. And yes, we did have some differences of opinion, but we never got beyond the substance of the issue, Mr. President. So as I am particularly proud of the members on my side of the caucus, I also want to say that this year has been particularly noteworthy for me because of the ability that we've had in this body to be able to discuss the issues openly, honestly, and on top of the table. So it's with great pride that I'm glad to be going home today, Mr. President, because I get home from my son Ben's 31st birthday party tonight. But I am going to miss every member of this body, but I am going to continue to mark this in my own journals as a particularly effective and a particularly trustworthy caucus, and I thank all of you, and I thank you, Mr. President, for your assistance throughout this year.
Thank you. Further special orders today? Seeing none?
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn this first special session, sine die.
Without objection, special session is adjourned. Have a nice summer.